USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is disavowing chants of "send her back."
It was quite a chant, and I felt a little bit badly about it. But I will say this, I did, and I started speaking very quickly. But it started up rather fast, as you probably noticed.
So don't tell your supporters never to
say that. Well, I would say that. I was not happy with it. I disagree with it.
Vice President Mike Pence announces new sanctions against Iran's government.
The United States will not stand idly by while Iranian-backed militias spread terror. And today, I'm announcing that the United States has placed sanctions on two leaders of Iranian-backed militias for all they've done. We will hold them accountable.
Pence speaking there at a State Department summit to promote religious freedom. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Crescent Tools. Most toolboxes contain a crescent wrench, which tradesmen and DIYers have trusted for more than a century. But what many call a crescent wrench isn't always the real deal. The reason? True crescent wrenches are made by Crescent Tools, which started producing the adjustable wrench in 1907. However, few realize that Crescent is the brand, not the tool. Nor do they understand that Crescent makes more than just wrenches. Brendan Walsh, Director of Product Management at Crescent Tools.
What a person thinks is a crescent wrench may just be an adjustable wrench, and there's a difference. We've innovated the crescent wrench to meet the needs of today's tool user and have expanded to offer a solid crew of tools in addition to wrenches.
While wrenches are their signature products, Crescent manufactures 2,800 tools, including files, snips, storage cabinets, and measuring tapes, establishing Crescent Tools as one of the most respected professional hand tool brands in the world. So, the next time you reach into your toolbox, check to see if it's actually a crescent wrench or an imposter. For more information, visit www.crescenttool.com.
NASA has big plans moving forward, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
As NASA's marking 50 years since the historic first moon landing in 1969, NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine says the nation's focused on even bigger space achievements.
So here's the thing. I'm the first NASA administrator in history who was not alive the last time we landed on the moon.
Oh, my goodness.
What we have to make sure we do is we have stunning achievements to inspire the next generation. And President Trump has put out very clearly that he wants to put an American flag on Mars.
Some AT&T Uverse and DirecTV customers could soon lose access to their local CBS stations. The current contract between CBS and AT&T is set to expire this weekend, which means some CBS-owned stations could be dropped. Both companies are warning customers and blaming each other for the possible outages. AT&T is the largest pay TV provider in the U.S. with over 24 million subscribers. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
President Trump held one of his Keep America Great Again rallies in North Carolina last night. One of the men who was there, Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina. Tillis shares with Fox News the atmosphere at the rally.
Well, there was a lot of energy. In fact, I rode with the president in the motorcade from the airport, and the streets were lined with supporters. And in the venue, there was a lot of great support for President Trump, and I think the president did a good job of trying to cut through some of the media obfuscations and make a case to the American people. What?
The National Weather Service says heat warnings are in effect for 8 states, including Missouri, Illinois, Wisconsin, and Indiana. Now, when these states, you're going to expect to see temperatures with the heat index approaching 100 degrees. Dr. Diane Hess has some tips for you on how to stay cool.
Well, the first thing is to make sure that you're in a cool, dry place. So if you have air conditioning, you want to use it, but you don't want to use it on full power all the time, because remember, everybody's going through this heat wave at the same time, and if we put a huge demand on the power grid, we're going to end up with a blackout. So you can keep your apartment cool or your house cool with a little bit of air conditioning, but don't put on full blast. If you don't have air conditioning, make sure you have a fan, because it keeps out about 40% more of the heat if you keep your shades down. Have cool fluids, so the way to cool off your core body temperature is just put a pitcher of water in the fridge and sip on cool water throughout the day as well.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.